the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. Talk Radio
Countdown. I'm fighting a panic attack this morning, I think. I think by the end of the next 4 years, people are going to have to adopt three words. One is bankruptcy, one is unemployment, and the third is China. I'm really nervous about what's going to happen. I've just got a feeling unemployment's going to be about 10%, and China's pretty much going to own the country. And I'm nervous as heck.
Nervous as heck. Talk radio caller in North Carolina, pretty concerned that President Obama was reelected this week. The presidential election, number one on this week's countdown, as we review all 10 of the items in this hour of the countdown. Doug Steffen here. Welcome into our review for the week ending Friday, November the 9th. The rundown of the top 10 hits is in order here. Folks at talkers.com, which is the monitoring device, at least online, of the talk radio industry, all the programs, all the hosts, all the stations across the country. So let's get to our list.
Number 10.
The Tucson shooter's life sentence.
Number 9.
The continuing controversy regarding climate change.
Number 8.
What's going on in Syria this week?
Number 7.
The financial markets and what happened after the election.
Number 6.
What's going on in Iran?
Number 5.
Investigation of the Benghazi attack.
Number 4.
The aftermath of Hurricane Sandy.
Number 3.
The fiscal cliff.
Number 2.
Congressional races and ballot issues.
Number 1.
Presidential election. No surprise there. Here's House Speaker John Boehner talking to Diane Sawyer about his plans for working with the president.
I'm the most reasonable, responsible person here in Washington. The president knows this. He knows that he and I can work together. Now, the election's over. Now it's time to get to work.
And the speaker seemed confident that after this election, Tea Party members will be supportive of getting work done. So I ask, will he still repeal Obamacare?
You had said next year that you would repeal the health care vote. That's still your mission?
Well, I think the election changes that. It's pretty clear that the president was reelected. Obamacare is the law of the land.
But you won't be spending the time next year trying to repeal Obamacare.
There certainly may be parts of it that we believe need to be changed. We may do that. No decisions at this point.
And another question about a firebrand in his party, the man who ran for vice president, still Congressman Paul Ryan.
Congressman Paul Ryan, is he the leader of the Republican Party now?
Oh, I wouldn't think so. Paul Ryan's a policy wonk. He's involved in the cause of trying to bring his pro-growth economic agenda to America and making sure that we're doing this in a fiscally responsible way.
800-510-8255, Republican House Speaker John Boehner there. The side issues is how Diane Sawyer acted or seemed to be during election coverage. That's something for another time. Doesn't affect the presidential election or our discussion of it. Here are our hosts John Curley, Dave Ross, and Tom Tangi talking about how all of the pundits who predicted the win for Romney were just plain wrong.
Do you think these guys, if they get back, how does someone like Dick Morris ever show his face again in public? Or even Karl Rove? I mean, honestly, why would you turn to somebody and ask their opinion when they were so completely and absolutely wrong?
Because they provide hope. It's an important thing. You want people desperately want to believe what they want to believe. There's a bunch of books. You must have read them, The Believing Brain. People believe what they believe before they have any facts, and they will massage the facts to fit their belief. Belief comes first, and facts come second.
But aren't you disappointed? Well, listen, if you sat there and you believe the guy, right, and then he goes on there and just is so completely dismissed by the facts, aren't you, next time he talks, aren't you going to be like, no, please, spare me?
No, I think
he's not an expert.
He'll say, well, the conspirators won again.
No, oh, that's the crazy guy sitting there in his underwear.
Did you read Donald Trump's tweets?
Oh, yes, and I think that Brian Williams was reading them out on the air.
He was.
Right.
I mean, the thing about now, I think we need to give Karl Rove his due, though, because he was the guy. The reason they put him on and give him such prominence on Fox, not only is because he's right-leaning, obviously, but he was a guy who stopped everybody dead in its tracks. When Florida was initially called for Gore, he was the guy who set out the flames and said, wait a minute! And
I know it.
So he has that on his record. He also says in 2004, the Bush campaign was actually distraught. They thought they had lost to Kerry because all those early exit polls, and he said, wait a minute, look at my numbers. So he actually has had two elections where he's correctly called it. I think Rove will get a pass. It's guys like Michael Barone who are like the Nate Silver for the right. He was predicting literally the opposite. Nate Silver had 313 for Obama, and he had 313 for Romney. He's the guy who's on the line, and it was sweet irony that you know who they brought on to blast Karl Rove back into his shell after the Ohio call?
Who?
Michael Barone came on and had all the numbers to prove that Rove was wrong.
Wait, aren't they at some point discredited? I mean, it's like the weatherman. You can get the weather wrong time and time again, and still people tune in to see what you say, what's going to happen on the weekend.
There's always a market for affirmation of what you already believe.
All right, that's pretty interesting conversation, don't you think? 800-510-8255, presidential election number one. Your thoughts about, I guess, maybe your feelings now that we've had a couple of days to think about. I'm just reading one blog that says, I woke this morning feeling numb. How did you awake the morning after the election? 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. We'll move quickly through all of these, the items that are in the top 10, but pay most attention to the ones at the top of the list. That is numbers 1, 2, and then we'll spend a little bit of time on each as time allows, with your calls being a factor in this. Again, 800-510-8255 on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Attention homeowners, if your home has lost value and you now owe more than your home is worth, please listen carefully to this very important message. If you purchased a home or refinanced your loan before June of 2009, Quicken Loans may now be able to help you refinance at today's incredibly low interest rates, even if you owe more than your home is worth. This is Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I want to let you know that on September 14th of this year, the government announced changes that may allow you to refinance even if your home has lost value. So if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, please call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. Even if you owe more than your home is worth, you may now be able to refinance at today's incredibly low rates. Again, if you've been unable to refinance because you owe more than your home is worth and your rate is above 3.99%, call 800-QUICKEN now and let us help you take advantage of this unique opportunity.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 33rd.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Look, it's Lord Horsey.
They say he has instant access to a wealth of entertainment. A most appropriate suitor.
He is of Netflix. Lavishes $8 a month on thousands of TV episodes and movies.
I heard he watches them over the internet.
Pish posh, it's the 1700s. Internet doesn't exist yet.
Oh, do hush, child.
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
800-510-8255 on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. We're discussing the number one issue this week, the results of the presidential election. Here's host Dave Diamond with one of his callers talking about the Republicans and what they need to do to get themselves out of the hole that they're in.
Mark, good afternoon.
Hey, Dave. I believe with all my heart that the Republican Party will never be able to win another presidential election in the future if we continue to stick with the social issues, only because the country is just going to keep becoming more liberal. You look at all the kids that are in high school right now, they're going to be able to vote in the next election. And we're going to have another 4 or 5 million illegal immigrants by the next election. And I just think demographically, it's just going to be impossible unless they completely abandon the whole gay marriage and even marijuana type stuff, and just stick with the financial issues.
So your solution to this whole thing is to just throw up your hands and say, okay, we're okay with the illegal immigration, we're okay with gay marriage, please elect us.
I just think it's not because those are good things.
That's not what I asked.
I don't believe in those things.
Right, but that's not what I asked. But you're advocating, your position is, that in order to win, the GOP must give up those issues.
I believe it's just going to be an issue of numbers, because we're going to have another 4 years from now, we're just going to be even more liberal as a society, and I think that's a mistake of the past. I don't think we can ever turn around from that. We can't convince these kids that gay marriage is wrong. We can't convince these kids that pot is wrong. We can't convince these kids that illegal immigration is wrong. That fight has already been lost, I believe, and if we want to save this country at all financially and have our security intact, we need to get somebody in office at least is financially wants a strong military.
So you see no connection between social issues and fiscal issues at all?
There's a connection, and I believe that we can get people in there that believe that personally, but I think the social issues are a lost cause.
800-510-8255. Bingo. The guy had it right there. Here's host Keith Larson talking to his producer about his decision not to vote.
You can't be bothered to go vote. You didn't say to me, Keith, no, you know what, in this entire, there is no one, there's nothing that I believe in, there's no one who more closely fits me than anyone else, than anything else, nothing. It's nothing like that. You didn't say, my non-vote is an absolute formal no, none of that. You said, yes, there is this person who represents my beliefs in something more so than anybody else. And I can't be bothered to go vote for them. Man. Wow. That is seriously juvenile and irresponsible. Mark, I have to say, I'm very sorry. No, I'm not. I'm giving you what you deserve. That is lame and juvenile and irresponsible. Wow.
Glad you like it.
But go ahead, spew some more.
Go
spew some more of your little bromides, of your little, your vote this and I vote that, and if you think your vote's going to make a difference, and I got a better chance in the lottery. Lay it all out there, buddy. Go ahead. Lay it all out. All that stuff that makes you feel good.
I shan't be insulting you.
Justifies your juvenile irresponsibility. Go ahead.
You're saying it's more my time. This is the most valuable thing I can do with my time today.
No, Ayn Rand, you can make the value judgment on the value of your time versus standing for that in which you say you believe. You know, I have to say, I'm the guy who always says, you know, people say you don't vote, you have no right to complain. That's not true. You have every right to complain. Free speech, complaining, anybody can do it. You don't have to vote. But you know what? When you say you care, when you say that you have someone that you believe in more than somebody else, and then you don't go vote. Because you believe...
It's an irrelevancy.
You believed that there was somebody better. You believed that there was somebody better. You just couldn't be bothered.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Focus on Washington. As we get to number two on the countdown, we're discussing all of the top ten on this week's review of that big list. Every week we review them and come up with your overall interests. Number two, the congressional races, ballot issues. Here are Joe Scarborough and Mika Brzezinski talking about the connection between the folks on talk radio and the politicians that lost their elections.
Leaders need to understand, talk radio hosts, people that write books, people that have TV shows, right, that are ideological, it's niche marketing, and they make a lot of money. And I've got no problem with people who make a lot of money on TV or radio or with books. In fact, I encourage it.
Yeah.
I encourage it. It's good for America. But politicians need to understand they are niche marketers. They are selling to, and if you are driving around listening to 4 hours of talk radio every day, you don't live like the rest of us that work. I mean, if that, which is fine. I got no problem with it.
Here's
but
my problem.
But for too long, people have said, well, you know what? Since they're selling a lot of books, they must be telling us what we need to do.
The people who are listening to those people on the radio all day,
on both sides,
they're leaders in your party. That's the problem. Because, I mean, if you look at what's happening, it's the problem.
They're
and they
scared.
Really, they're like, they have a little, tiny, skewed box that they live in.
No, they don't listen
and the rest
to
of America
they listen
doesn't.
To that? They don't listen to that.
You know what?
I was there. I was in Congress.
Okay.
They don't listen to it. They're scared of it. They don't listen to it. They don't watch it. But they kowtow to it.
Well, I was going to give them an excuse for why they are the way they are. But if you say they don't listen to it, that's great.
It's fear.
If you look at what's happening with Chris Christie, I know a hairdresser from northern New Jersey who did not vote for him. Neither did her mother. She will now. After what she just saw through this storm. And the Republican Party, they're so worried about what happened symbolically for the presidential race, they missed an opportunity because they're scared.
Haley Barbour said it. I talked to a hard right conservative state party leader yesterday out west who says, I finally get it. Like Haley always said, it's not about subtraction. It's about addition. Addition. How do you pull more people to the Republican Party? How do you pull more people to the conservative movement? As I say, if you're going to play, play to win.
All right. Pretty interesting thoughts. Joe Scarborough and Mika Brzezinski on Talk Radio's influence. Here's host Steve Formier talking to Tom Noonan from Visit Baltimore about tourism changes being planned now that Maryland has legalized same-sex marriage.
The website Visit Baltimore has added some new elements following the approval of the referendum, question 6, on same-sex marriage. Give us a quick rundown of what you've added and maybe why.
Well, we've added the LGBT slash weddings part to our website. We've updated it because we've seen in other communities where they've passed a referendum, similar referendums, we've seen a spike, obviously, in gay marriage. And we've seen, you know, caterers doing really well with that and hotels doing really well with that and restaurants doing well with it. And we think now with the referendum passing, Maryland is going to be one of those states where they consider coming to town to get married, to have their wedding receptions, having parties and events to celebrate their marriages. And we think, just like we've seen in other communities who have passed similar referendums, that we'll see a spike in tourism sometime after January 1. And again, as part of a richer program, all of our hotels have become what's called TAG certified, which means, you know, they put out special packages. They look for travelers that want to come and celebrate. So we're excited about that. With the Gay and Lesbian Bisexual Community Center, we put out a new visitor's guide to go with that. But we're just trying to be inclusive, and we're trying to show everybody that, hey, you can come to Maryland, you can have a great experience, you can have your wedding here, and we think we're going to see a spike in tourism because of it.
800-510-8255. Okay, so that's our overview of the two top topics this week on the countdown. The fiscal cliff and reaction from the financial markets to the president's reelection up next here on the Talk Radio Countdown.
What moves me? When I was younger, I ran everywhere. Then life took over. Suddenly it was trains, planes, and automobiles. Then I started running again, and I wasn't as limber. It was cartilage loss. I started taking Move Free Maintains and Repairs. It helps my body maintain more cartilage. And now, there's no looking back. Move Free Maintains and Repairs. Healthy joints, move free.
Email marketing works great for small business, and Constant Contact email marketing works best of all. How do we know? Because we have something the other guys don't have. Proof. According to an independent study, small businesses that use Constant Contact get 36% more of their emails opened and 60% more responses. The result? A whopping 29% more revenue. Put Constant Contact email marketing to work for your small business. Go to ConstantContact.com to sign up for a free trial today.
The world's largest sale of new guitars is going down at Guitar Center. Guitarathon. Every single new guitar in store or online. Every single brand we carry is up to 80% off list, including Utes, banjos, basses, and more. Guitarathon. There's a Fender American-made Strat or P-Bass. Your choice, just $6.99. Plus 70,000 amazing guitars priced under $200. Guitarathon's going down now through Sunday at Guitar Center. Special 18-month financing available.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11/10/12.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984, or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984, or StockStorage.com. the original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro plant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Continuation of the Talk Radio Review as we go through the list of the top ten. Number three, the discussion of what happened to the markets the day after and the so-called fiscal cliff that we're headed for. Here's host Bruce Wolf with Stuart Varney, who is on the Fox Business Channel, talking about the fiscal cliff and what the President and Speaker Boehner have to do about it.
We're facing the fiscal cliff, and you see signs of Boehner cracking, suggesting we do what Reagan did in 1986, which, as I recall, was get bamboozled by the Democrats and agree to tax hikes without commensurate reductions in spending.
You know, I think you may be absolutely right. It looks to me like a deal is shaping up on this fiscal cliff, and I think the deal would take the following form. Raise taxes now. Now, promise to cut spending in the future and ignore the deficit. There were three statements yesterday from three leading political types: John Boehner, Harry Reid, and Richard Trumka, AFL-CIO union guy. Boehner softened on tax increases. Harry Reid hardened on, yeah, tax the rich. Trumka says, preserve entitlements and forget about the deficit. That means to me, tax now, promise a cut later, forget the deficit, we don't care. That's a recipe for Europe, a recipe for catastrophe, actually, and a real economic problem starting very soon.
All right, Stuart Varney from Fox. Remember, he is, if you had any interest or you think there's any credibility in what the discussion was between Mika Brzezinski and where did that go? Joe Scarborough, in regard to what the people who are watching Fox, listening to Fox, expect out of life. Maybe you weigh that into what that gentleman just said. Maybe not. 800-510-8255. Here's host Barry Armstrong, does a financial program, talking to analyst Deb Borchard about the stock market going down, down, down the day after the president was reelected.
So is this stock market sell-off inspired by the election results from last night?
There is some what's considered Romney selling. There was a contingent of traders that truly, truly believed that Mitt Romney had this thing in the bag, and so they had a lot of trades on thinking that way. That didn't happen, so they're unwinding those trades. We also have a big focus now, of course, on Europe. Mario Draghi did not help us any because he came out with some very, you know, gloom and doom comments about Europe. That shouldn't be any surprise, really, but our focus has really been off of Europe and Greece, really, for the last month or two, and so now we're back onto that. As you know, there's a vote in the Greek parliamentary body over whether or not to pass some strict austerity measures.
Striking again in the streets, right? They're wreaking havoc over there, right? The unions.
You bet. It's a tough situation for them, and everybody gets it. You know, but there you have it. So it is a combination of, like I said, ECB President Mario Draghi, Greece, and then, you know, the Romney trade unwind. You're seeing, like, the coal stocks going down as a result of kind of that Romney trade happening.
800-510-8255. Okay. So enough on the economy. Let's move to number four this week, the aftermath of Hurricane Sandy and the discussion of global warming and the Northeaster, or they call them Nor'easters. Here's John Gambling on his program talking to Sal Risvalto from New Jersey Gasoline Convenience Automotive Association. Oh, there's a mouthful. About gas problems. Gas rationing has been introduced in some of these areas.
I think most of us that find the shortage of gasoline confusing, I'm bamboozled by it. It doesn't seem to make a whole lot of sense because everybody I talk to says there's plenty of gasoline, yet we have multiple stations in any given vicinity closed because of lack of supply. Sal, what's the deal?
The deal is this. There is, you're correct, there is enough gasoline in all of the storage tanks and barges and pipelines and ready to be moved out. There's enough gasoline to fill up all the gas stations, tanks, your swimming pool, bathtub, and everybody else's in the state as well.
So how come I've got to close gasoline stations in my neighborhood every place I turn?
I will tell you, I have got so many mixed messages on it, but the best that I can see is that many of the distribution terminals are still down because of several reasons. Either power, which I believe is lessening, or some sustained damage from the storm surge last week. Which of those two fits for each distribution center, I do not know. I can just tell you that distribution centers have been knocked out and are not supplying gasoline to the tanker trucks that bring it to the gas stations.
All right, so Long Island is where they've introduced gas rationing to begin with. What does all this have to do with what the condition of the planet is? Maybe that's not a good sense. Are you concerned about the condition of the planet? And if you are, does that explain Hurricane Sandy and the other storm? Or as astrologers are saying, it's because Saturn is the predominant planet at the moment, and Saturn is angry. Whatever, here's John in New Mexico who doesn't know what the answer is.
Climate change is real. And you can ignore climate change. It's not going to go away. You can claim that it's God, an act of God. It's not going to change it. The top scientists in the world have agreed in that IPCC report that the ocean level is rising from the melting ice around the world. Climate change is real. I don't know that there's enough money to throw at the problems to solve it. And this is why it is so depressing to me. Personally, it's very depressing, you know, because I really think that there's going to be a mentality that fights against the government spending any money at all, because, and I would agree with that side to this point, that there's just not enough money to throw at it. I think that we can drive more efficient cars. I think that we can change coal-burning power plants to propane. But if there's not a profit in changing to natural gas, companies won't do it. If they're not going to lose money to change their coal-burning power plant over to natural gas. It has to be subsidized. There you have political fights. I really think it's a sad day because America needs to admit that climate change is real and that we just don't have the money to fix it. I don't have the answers for you, but I think it's ignorant to ignore it.
All right. There's an important, interesting conversation from a caller named John. Here's a lady named Bonnie who's listening in Wyoming.
I do believe that there is no climate change, that the people are right, that government just wants the money that they can get their hands on to make them richer. And if we would turn back to God and realize that even in our Constitution, we depended on God and no more. We don't depend on God. God is the only thing that will help anybody. And no, I'm not a Bible thumper. I believe in God, and I believe that's what's causing all this trouble. So let's turn back to God and see if it won't work, because it's awful cheap to do. All you have to do is believe.
800-510-8255. Any reaction to that? We have some callers on these various items. We'll get to them as time allows. Number five on the countdown, that was number four, a discussion of global warming and Hurricane Sandy and the Northeaster that has come up the coast, dropped a lot of snow, made things tougher in New Jersey, Connecticut, and New York. Number five, the continuing investigation into what happened in Benghazi. Why would be my question at this point? Are we even bothering to talk about this? The only relevance it had actually was to the outcome of the election, and people obviously ignored this, thinking Mr. Obama was a great leader after the hurricane. So this might as well throw this out with the Sunday trash. Number six, the focus on Iran continues. What I find most interesting, excuse me, is Iran firing on a U.S. drone over international waters this week, and the fact that most people didn't even know that took place. The other thing is interesting, the U.S. ambassador to Iraq arguing this week that the Obama administration hasn't done an adequate job of explaining to you the implications of the war against Al-Qaeda using these drones. These drones are everywhere. There's a new one being built every week, and not only are they using them over the Middle East, they got them flying over this country as well. That wasn't discussed during the election, was it? Didn't come up at all. And yet, it's something that's going to affect your life. And so that's a part of, it seems to me, the conversation about Iran that continues. But some of the most compelling conversation on the air goes back a bit to the fiscal cliff and financial market activity after the election, et cetera, et cetera. So there's actually two ways of looking at financial realities. One of them, number three, and the next one, number seven, which we'll talk about in a moment here on the countdown.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work in reducing premature births. Almost 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and life-saving programs to help moms in our communities have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us during Prematurity Awareness Month in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Holiday celebrations are filled with food, fun, and drinks, which can often lead to spills and stains. This year, enjoy the festivities and worry less about your laundry with Arm & Hammer Laundry Detergent Power Packs. These single-use pre-measured packs deliver the ultimate convenience for one of the busiest times of the year without any measuring, spills, or bulky bottles. Power Packs also cost up to 30% less than the leading single-use detergent, so you can save on holiday and laundry budgets. Arm & Hammer Power Packs contain a groundbreaking microcrystal formula to remove the holiday's messiest stains. Arm & Hammer Baking Soda Boosters help neutralize and eliminate tough odors for long-lasting freshness. So whether you're cleaning gravy-stained linens or freshening winter coats, Arm & Hammer Power Packs can provide the clean you need at a fraction of the leading single-use brand. Two varieties, Toss & Done and Crystal Burst Plus OxiClean, are available at retailers nationwide. For more ways to save time and money this holiday season, visit armandhammer.com.
Searching for a great hotel deal? Go from online to on the road with America's Best Value Inn. Book a room and stay between October 22nd and December 16th this year, and you could save 15, 20, or even 25%. The longer you stay, the more you save. Plus, you'll enjoy free internet, continental breakfast, and HBO at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com for details. With value in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Done.
The war had been gone for 2 years, and I got the calling. I got the calling to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush us aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
800-510-8255 now on the countdown with the number 7 item in the focus. Here's host Jane Foy talking to financial analyst Jill Schlesinger about the dive in the stock market after the election.
They didn't like the fact that Mitt Romney did not get elected president?
I don't think that was it. I mean, you know, it's a funny thing. A lot of people are suggesting that. But, you know, I watch these futures markets every single day, and the futures markets were pointing basically sideways because after the election returns were in, we were literally flatlining until Mario Draghi, president of the European Central Bank, started talking and saying, uh-oh, there's a little bit of a problem here, because the problems that are dragging down the southern economies of Europe are now starting to harm Germany, that fortress economy. So European stocks tumbled. That was the first wave of selling we saw in the futures markets. It did get worse during the day, but I don't think it's because of who's president.
All right, so it was not, you can't blame it on us then? America, it wasn't America's fault this
time? Well, I think it was America's fault, but it may not be the president's fault. How about the partisan politicians who started spouting off about the fiscal cliff? I spoke to a few big investors. I'm talking about the people who are managing the funds inside of our retirement accounts. And they said, oh, my God, if on the day after the election, when they're supposed to come together and say, yeah, we're going to work together, they're all sort of talking tough about the fiscal cliff, these guys got worried. They said, this is going to be like the debt ceiling, only worse. The politicians are crazy. They're going to push the U.S. economy off the cliff. And that's why they sold stocks.
800-510-8255. Here's host Tom Bowerly talking to another financial analyst about the market reaction.
Obviously, a lot on investors' minds.
The markets thought that Romney was going to pull it out, and he was perceived to be the more business-friendly candidate. And so, you know, now the focus shifts from this presidential race to the upcoming fiscal cliff. And, you know, there's no secret. I think Wall Street thought that President Romney would be, you know, better at handling these things. We've got the Bush tax cuts probably expiring. We've got cuts in federal agencies and cabinet departments, and you know, and so all this stuff's going to hit at once. And then, of course, you had the rating agencies, Fitch and Moody's, today basically coming out and saying, "Look, we're ready to cut the U.S. AAA credit rating if you don't start taking some fiscal actions here." And so, you know, the market is spooked right now.
And Mike, the lame duck Congress and the president will have about 6-7 weeks to avoid this fiscal cliff. How likely do you think something can be done as far as getting a deal?
I think very unlikely, actually. And I think you're going to continue to see a lot of volatility out there. I would say, as an investor, don't make panic moves. They never work. You know, there's a lot of good companies out there with, you know, with good earnings and good balance sheets. And, you know, I would make sure that I'm trying to pick out the ones that, you know, have stable balance sheets, pay a good dividend, an increasing dividend, and I would make sure more than ever that you're extremely diversified right now.
800-510-TALK, numbers 8, 9, and 10 in our focus on the weekly countdown in a few moments. Stick around for that.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier, he can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
So we've been through numbers 1 through 7. Number 8 this week is a focus on Syria and what we, now that the election is over, can expect from the current administration. Here's radio host Helen Glover with analyst Colonel Cedric Layton with a thought in mind of us getting deeper into what's going on in Syria.
Now that the election is in the books, what happens in Syria? Does the U.S. And NATO, which is the United States, do they get a little more involved now in what's going on in Syria?
Well, to answer your question, I think the answer is yes. We've got a lot of pressure from NATO itself, at least members of NATO, in particular Great Britain and Turkey, which of course shares a border with Syria, to really get involved and to prevent the Syrian civil war from spreading to other nations in the Middle East. And that's, I think, where we're going at this point.
Yeah, I noticed the other day a little blip that didn't get much notice, that tanks from Syria had been going into the Golan Heights. Now, I've traveled that border. It's a pretty much still a kind of a shell-shocked area. A lot of the houses there uninhabited, and you can see the remnants of prior wars. But that's got to be a real concern with tanks in the Golan Heights area there. It shares that border with Israel.
Absolutely, and the Israelis are paying very close attention to that, even if we aren't. And it's a huge deal for them because, of course, the Golan Heights, that's a strategic area for the Israelis. That's why they took it over after the 67 war. And you're looking at that. You're looking also at spillover effects into Lebanon, of course, into Turkey, and into Jordan. And each of these countries is, in one way or another, fragile politically, and especially Lebanon and Jordan. And those countries want to do everything that they can to avoid being dragged into a protracted conflict. And with, in the case of Lebanon, their ethnic mix generally mirrors the Syrian ethnic mix, and they're really in a situation where they could be part of the field of conflict if they're not careful.
It's come to me that it's pretty confusing, actually, try to figure all of this stuff. stuff out, the religious sects and all the religious wars and all the craziness that happens because people don't like somebody else's religion. That's really what this is all about. It continues. 800-510-8255. Number nine, a reference again, the climate change controversy, especially in light of this next storm that came up the East Coast. There's nothing new there. We've heard that all several times, not only in this hour, but generally speaking, it's the same stuff back and forth. Inches and inches of snow came this week. Power outages were new in New York and New Jersey, and so on it goes. The number 10 item this week is something that has stirred a lot of conversation late in the week because the announcement was made that Jared Loughner, the man responsible for the Tucson shooting, six people dead, former U.S. Rep. Gabrielle Giffords injured, was sentenced to life in prison. He was 24 years old, pleaded guilty to federal charges under the agreement that guarantees he'll spend the rest of his life in prison without parole. Here's Talk Host Bill Carroll with reporter Steve Gregory about the sentence.
No surprise that this guy is convicted and sentenced to a very long time in prison.
No, that was exactly the plan from the very beginning. I remember sitting in that federal courtroom in Tucson, Arizona, on Loughner's first hearing and another hearing after that when they were trying to determine, after the arraignment, whether or not he was competent to stand trial, because clearly he had mental issues. So it wasn't a surprise that this is the route it took. And in fact, what was interesting about this, and like I said, this has been ramping up for this for quite some time, is that Gabby Giffords herself signed off on this plea deal that will now put Loughner away for the rest of his life. He was sentenced to seven life terms and without the possibility of parole. Now, this doesn't even count possible state charges against him. This is just the federal side of things. But apparently Giffords, along with some of the other victims, families of those victims that were killed in the shooting, all agreed that this was the most expedient way to put this thing behind him. And it was more of a cleansing, if you will, for a lot of the people that were directly involved in this shooting. And for those that may not recall, January in 2011, Giffords was standing in a Safeway parking lot in Tucson doing a kind of a town hall event, inviting people to come around, when all of a sudden Loughner just ran into the crowd and just opened fire. And it was mass chaos. I remember I anchored coverage that day. I came in from home. It was on a Saturday. Anchored it for like 3 or 4 hours straight, wall to wall, because originally it said that like 4 or 5 Congress people had been killed, and you know how that goes. So this thing turned out to be a horrible tragedy in Tucson, and we've been kind of keeping an eye on this thing for over a year now. So this was not a surprise, but I think the biggest part of what happened was the chance for all of the people involved directly, minus those that were killed, were able to look at Loughner in the eye and tell them how they felt.
All right, so that's it. Number 10, the Tucson shooter gets life at the request of the public. People who are the number 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5 people on the list this week: Hillary Clinton, Harry Reid, John Boehner, Mitt Romney, Barack Obama. You'd expect that. That's the list.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart: a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.